true stories from the legal files of the Alliance Defense Fund. This is Portraits of Freedom.
You're gonna be so busted.
For what?
You know exactly for what. They're gonna go ballistic.
So I'm just doing the same thing they do. Nobody seems to mind when they do it.
Yeah, well, everybody's just used to it. Besides, you gotta be whacked to take them on. The principal already thinks you and your parents are extreme.
Yeah, well, he has a right to his opinion, and I have a right to mine. Besides, it's just a t-shirt.
Yeah, and Michael Jackson is just a singer.
Chill, Pete. I've got a right to wear this.
Johnson?
Yes, sir?
Come here. What's with the t-shirt?
What do you mean, Mr. Warren?
You know perfectly well what I mean. You've been at school for all of an hour, and I've already gotten complaints from other students. Now, you either change into a different shirt or wear that one inside out.
Mr. Warner, I don't understand why I have to do that when the gay rights groups can wear whatever they want.
Well, first, that's not relevant. They're an approved school organization.
So they can wear shirts and buttons that say gay pride and even have their own little safe zone on campus? But you're calling me out because I'm wearing a shirt that says straight pride?
Your defiance and your homophobic views aren't appreciated, Johnson, or allowed.
But Mr.
Now,
Warner,
lose the shirt, or I'll suspend you.
Yes, sir.
I told you you were gonna get busted.
Yeah. For now.
So, what are you gonna do?
I don't know. But this is wrong. This is so wrong.
This student's freedom to express his views was successfully defended by an ADF-backed attorney. But the drumbeat of politically correct tolerance goes on. In April of this year, schools nationally will be sponsoring the Day of Silence when students are asked to show support for homosexual behavior. In response, ADF has created the Day of Truth, because the truth cannot be silenced. Find out more. Visit dayoftruth.org. I'm Alan Sears.